welcome Dave Schneider to the call. And Dave is a I was joking this morning before he, most of you guys came on that, that Dave is a very effective communicator and kept me entertained on the phone for a few hours while I picked his brain about what he does and how he does it. And effectively what we got here is a story of charged matter. And this has been one of my favorite hobby horses for a while, that that intention plus matter equals alchemy. And so I want to welcome Dave to the call. And are you here, Dave?
I'm here.
Good on you, buddy. It's so good to have you on the call.
Thanks very much. I really appreciate you inviting me on.
Well, I tell you what, if you can just tell these guys a little bit of your background and history and tell them a quarter of what you told me, I'm sure that'll be a very fascinating and interesting call.
Sure.
But firstly, you got to satisfy everyone and tell us how the hell you got into this particular niche.
You want me to start with that?
Yeah.
Well, my name is Dave Schneider, and my partner Xavier Phoenix and I own Quantum Age Water, and it's been a long journey to getting to where I'm at here. I've been in the health and nutrition industry most of my life. I started in about 1976-77, and about 5-6 years ago, a gentleman named Fred Fischel introduced me to Barry Carter, and I got really interested in the Oramus program, and subsequently met quite a few people who make Oramus products, mainly Bob Winter and several others who built a lot of equipment for me. And it was a really incredible project. He built a huge water trap. Oh, I forget how many magnets are on it. It's like 7 chambers and about 12,000 magnets. And he built several other tubes full of crystals and Slim Sperling's rings. And I got quite involved with the whole Oramus project. And it was just fascinating what was really going on. And I ran into this person I was looking for quite some time. In fact, Bob introduced me to one person, introduced me to another, and finally a guy called me. And he had a product that was very unusual. It was a long copper tube about 17 inches long, and it was like an inch and a quarter, and with a three-quarter inch copper tube going down the middle of it with couplers on either end that you would hook in line into a house, three-quarter inch fittings. And in between the cavities there, he had this rock material, and it treated the water, energized water. And I just said, well, okay, you know, it sounds like a lot of money, but, you know, make one and send it to me. Well, I probably don't have to explain to you how outrageous some of these Oramus waters are, and I'm sitting on a beautiful, you know, volcanic well here and producing these incredible results with all this equipment that Bob Winter made for me. And I poured some just regular water from my well through this tube, and it just lit the place up. I mean, it was extraordinary what I saw. I mean, the energy coming off the water visually and feeling-wise was just unbelievable. I really couldn't believe it. And I started drinking it, and it just increased my ability to do my workouts with. You know, I'm an athlete, and so I noticed the oxygen go
Dave,
up in my body. Yeah?
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Hello?
Who's saying hello? It sounds to me like we just dropped the regular conference call. Just a second.
Okay.
I'm back.
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, I lost it, but I can hear you now.
I've heard you all along.
Sounds like they're coming back in now.
I think I might have muted myself.
Is Mr. Carter online?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Did somebody say Mr. Carter?
They didn't say Mrs. Carter, did they?
Okay, can anybody...
Hello?
Anybody on the free line?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Free, right?
Free line, can you hear me here?
I can hear somebody.
Okay.
That's Barry.
That's me. I'm sorry, I accidentally muted myself.
But you're back.
Okay. Go ahead, Dave, and continue. I think we're all set. Yeah.
Okay. So what I was getting from drinking this water through this tube was this extraordinary athletic performance. I mean, I'm pushing 60 years old now, so I was like, you know, 56, 57 when this was happening, and I just increased my workouts effortlessly. And I said, wow, this is really pumping the oxygen in and recovery time and all the above good things you could possibly get, you know, from athletic performance. And so I sat down and talked with him, you know, about what we should do about this. And I said, well, hey, listen, let me run with these tubes and see what happens. And so I sold about $20,000 worth of them, which was enough to build a mold. If you go on our website, quantumagewater.com, you'll see. I apologize for it being under construction during this time, but I mean, all the clinical trials and things are there. You can get all the information you need, but it doesn't have what I'm writing about yet, and it doesn't have a big picture of the wand, but it has little ones there. So, and just think of something about 6 1/4 inches long with about the thickness of a Mont Blanc pin at one end that holds the rock and then tapers into a handle. And we knew that's where we needed to go with this if it was going to sell. So anyway, we had enough money to build a mold with and design the plastic and everything. And once that was produced, we then had something that was very convenient. And during this whole period of time, I was searching for someone who could actually test water, you know, find out what was really going on with water so I could understand what was happening, because having been in water all these years, there was just nothing like this around. I mean, I'd never seen anything like this. And so I ran into a company called Finestra Research in Las Vegas. And it's operated by a woman named Melanie Montgomery. And she's been in business about 10 years. And about 6 years ago, someone asked her if she could test water with her Optimum Wellness program. And she said, sure, you can test anything you want with this. Mostly what she does is test, you know, herbal and pharmaceutical product and anything anybody wants to test against, you know, blood, urine, and saliva in the body to see how it's moving. And she said, well, what do you got? And I said, well, I explained it to her. And she said, well, it sounds interesting. Send it down to me, and I'll test it. And so she did a before and after on some purified water and called me back, and she said, wow, this is pretty interesting. And I said, well, what do you have there? And she says, well, it's taking the 8 primary important chemical balances of water and balancing them virtually, you know, not perfectly, but near perfectly for hydration. And I asked her to explain further. And what she's done is really the seminal work on hydration on water on the planet, as far as I know. I don't know of another laboratory where you can go and actually get human clinical trials done that are accepted by the federal government agencies who look and set up the standards. Their standard is 50 people over 30 days, and you have to be able to come up with the right numbers that they can understand to determine the mathematical cellular levels, the fluid levels of your body. And so I said, well, that sounds like a lot of money. And she says, well, it is expensive, but I'm willing to do 5-6 people for you to let you know what it will do as a put up and into, you know, a $60,000 test or something right away. And I said, fine. Well, she came back with some just incredible results, and so we did the test. And it came back with a baseline increase in hydration on the 50 people of 23.5%. And in what turned out to be the most extraordinary part of it was a 9.6% increase in blood oxygen. Now, you get a 9.6% increase when you select people who are very low in blood oxygen. I think the average on that group was 89.48 were the numbers, which is a critical number. The new numbers in the 90-day test started at 88. And at the end of 2 weeks, it was just slightly, I think it was 10.17% increase in blood oxygen. And I said to her, I said, this sounds pretty amazing. It makes sense because of what was happening to me athletically. And she said, yeah, I've never seen anything like this from this type of an instrument before. And she said, you can engineer water like this, but, you know, it's expensive and tedious and, you know, to market it and do things like that with water in bottles. But we were doing it just with any water. We actually took tap water in Las Vegas on 2 of the people, and 3 of the people had purified water, and they virtually hydrated and oxygenated identically. They were only off by, you know, less than 1%. So this was, you know, enlightening about what was going on here, and I was just beginning to understand. And I said, well, what are these eight parameters? And she says, well, fundamentally, resistivity, conductivity, surface tension, specific gravity, pH, milliwatts, millivolts, and stabilization. That's really what you have to look at. And I said, well, what's it doing? And so she showed me the in vitro. And we were taking specific gravity, which is really, really important that I don't think a lot of people have understood, that the specific gravity of water really has to be below 1.009 before you start hydrating. And things start happening inside your body. And this is, again, you know, testing that's been going on for, oh, at least 6 years on about 40,000 people now. So she's got some, you know, long-term statistics, a lot of numbers, good numbers. And I said, well, that's nice. And what about the oxygen situation here? And she says, well, let's finish on this other part first. And so she continued on that surface tension is important, but it's important that it stays between like 60 and 70 and not get much lower than that, because your cells get too soft. And then if it gets above 70, they start getting a little tougher and it's harder to get water in. And because I always thought that the lowest surface tension was the better, and it's really not. What's really important is you get your specific gravity very low, and we bring that down to 1.002. So, and then I said, well, what about this, you know, the pH situation? She says, well, that's really, really important, and that the pH needs to stay stable. And for some reason, what that wand is doing to this water is stabilizing it. It's rock solid. And I said, well, I don't know what to say. I don't know why it's doing that. And she says, well, it's a real phenomenon, but it's probably the most important factor you've got going, because if things aren't stable, then, you know, going into your body, if it's unstable, then your body has to do all the work that the wand is doing. And I said, well, okay. And then
how long does it stabilize it?
Well, that's when she saw that, she went and did a test that I, again, had to repeat later to pay for. But all the stabilization tests are, again, on the website, so you can check them out. The first one we did was for 48 hours, and she stirred it and left it in the laboratory in an open bottle for 48 hours, and there was no change. It was 99% plus identical to what it was 48 hours before that, which was pretty wild, you know. And then I said, well, okay, run it for a week and see what happens. And in a week, it lost 15%. It was only at 85%. And then she said, well, there is bottling tests that you have to do if you're going to ever bottle this water. And I said, well, okay, well, let's do the bottling test, you know. Yeah, just stroll through that, another $24,000. And in a bottling test, you have to have 49% of what you put in the bottle that you're claiming is in there at the end of 90 days. And you have to test 3 bottles every week, that type of thing. And we had 95% plus at the end of 90 days, which is really extraordinary. So you can literally, wand your water, put it in a sealed bottle, and you're good for quite a while. So that's where the stabilization comes in. And then I don't know if any of you are familiar with a research scientist named Peter Agree and another one named Roderick McLennan. They were both doing parallel research on human cells. Peter Agree doing his research on hydration of the human cell, and Roderick McLennan doing research on the ions, on how mineral ions enter the body. And in 1988, Peter Agree discovered and announced that the human cell, am I still there?
Yeah.
Okay, I just heard a beep. That the human cell has what he named aquaporins on it. And aquaporin is a name of a water channel, which are really little tiny protein channels. And his discovery was about, and this will probably hurt most of your minds, you know how the computer geeks are always talking about, you know, we can get 40 million transistors on the head of a pin. Well, the human cell is considerably more complex than any of that. One human cell has dozens, if not hundreds, of these little tiny protein channels on each one. And we all know how small a human cell is. You need an electron microscope to see one. So this was an extraordinary event going on, and he showed that hundreds of millions of water molecules, single file, single water molecules only, go through these little channels at a time. So you have billions and billions and billions and billions of water molecules entering one human cell at a time. And anyone can look up all of that research. You can run Peter Agree, A-G-R-E is his last name, or just Google aquaporins, and, you know, the place will light up like anything else, and you'll read for days. Now, subsequently in 2003, Peter Agree and Roderick MacLennan were awarded the Nobel Prize for their research. So for about 19, going on 20 years now, hundreds of research scientists and universities all over the world have been doing this research, and any good medical library will yield all this. They've seen now that, you know, bacteria, plants, animals, you know, birds, you know, everybody hydrates the same way. And so it's profoundly, you know, real, and I don't think it's going to go away. There are some people I've talked to, scientists and researchers, whatever, that say, well, you know, maybe that's real, maybe it's not, you know. But I think after 20 years and a Nobel Prize, it's pretty clear now that it's about single water molecules only. And what it appears we're doing with the energy coming off of the rock inside this wand is we're creating, we're energizing the water and stabilizing it. And it would be, assuming that they're all single water molecules would be an assumption, I think, that maybe isn't completely real. But what else are we doing when we show a 500% increase in hydration and the kind of numbers we're getting out of oxygen? If we're not doing that, we're doing something very special to the water to prepare it for the human body to absorb. And
so Dave, since you've got this major scientific validation that I know you've got a lot more of, the average Joe like me, what sort of results do they get in their actual lives?
What's it going to give you, actually?
Yeah, what's the average person get as a significant result they can notice and feel in their lives? Because I know you've got lots of validation, scientific acclaim and applause and all the rest of it, but real-life people like you and me,
okay.
What
well,
kind
that,
of do we get?
That's simple. Everything. Hydration is everything in your life. There isn't one bodily function that takes place in life without water. Water communicates all of the nutrients in your body. It communicates all your neurotransmitters. The electrical conductivity in water is the driving force of everything. And when you can really hydrate now the numbers that Finestra has been showing with all these people over all these years is that basically the best that she's ever seen anyone hydrate is about 6 to 9%, and 9 would be the very high. This would be somebody in tremendous physical condition or very exceptional body. You know, about 6-7%. The tests we're doing now for 90 days will show 50 people just on the water, and I think after the first 30 days now, she said that she's looking at about maybe a 6, maybe top 7% increase in control. So what that's really saying is it somewhere in the neighborhood of about 94, 95, 96% of all the water you drink is wasted. It doesn't go into your cells. People are averaging like 3 to 5% on the low end and 6 to 7% on the high end. You're just not getting enough water.
And here's another point. The ormus is all carried into your system by water. So if you're not getting as much water, you're probably also not getting as much ormus.
That's correct. If that's how ormus works, then that's probably very, very true. What I started noticing when I started drinking this water originally is it was a very similar effect as all the ormus that I was drinking. You know, and now it just doesn't matter. You can pick up any water you want, open any bottle of water off any shelf in any store, stir it, and it's like drinking ormus water. And this is where, you know, the correlation between the two came together for me is that I don't know. You know, either all water has plenty of ormus in it anyway, no matter what, or it's in the atmosphere. Because if, in fact, the reaction I'm getting by just pulling a bottle of cheap water off a shelf in a store, stirring it, and getting a reaction like I would from ormus, it's either in the atmosphere or it's in the water, and it just needs to be energized and released in your body. So
what typically happens in people as a result of this massively increased hydration?
You name it. I mean, I'm not going to make any claims here, medical
claims. I'm not asking claims. Just tell us some stories.
Oh, well, I mean, everything from A to Z. You know, probably constipation is the first thing people talk about, that their constipation is eliminated within a few days or a week. I mean, it's the lubricant of your body. I mean, you need it. I mean, you know, detox detoxification of your body is fundamentally through several ways, but three main ones, which is urination, sweat, and defecation. And without enough water, you're not going to flush all your toxins out of your body. So detoxification is something that starts immediately because you're hydrating so much water. Everybody on that test is as bad a condition as they were in, you know, averaging 89.5% blood oxygen. That's not good. It would indicate these people have, you know, lots of different kinds of problems, and all of them immediately were increased hydration up to at least 500%. And that's extraordinary. So when you go from, let's say, 5% hydration to 30% hydration, all of a sudden everything starts lighting up. I mean, people, their ocular problems, their eyes, all of a sudden have plenty of water. They see better. People hear better.
See better?
See better and hear better. Your eye is, what, 99% water? I mean, taken care of. Go down the list. Anything dealing in hydration is going to be improved dramatically. Athletic performance, anything, you name it. You know, mental acuity is tops on the list, probably.
How about healing?
Pardon me?
How about healing?
Well, healing.
Your body healing itself.
Of course. I mean, the wand is not doing this. The water and the hydration is.
Right.
I mean,
will it speed up healing if you have an injury or something?
Yes, it will. I've heard lots of people talk about injuries healing faster, and people put it right on injuries. Somebody called me up one day and said, you know, I had a bad spider bite or a bee sting or a facsimile thereof, and there's a big welt on their arm. They put the wand right on that spot for about 20 minutes, and the swelling goes away.
Hmm.
You know,
even the wand without water, you're saying they put.
Oh, yes, very much so. You know, lots of people just keep them in their pockets or hold them in their hands. There's quite a few websites. We probably have 15 distributors on my website, and if you look up there on their testimonials, you can read, you know, endless stories of what people are doing. A lady down in Florida, her husband, who had her hearing aids, she just took two wands and stuck them next to his ears while she was sleeping, and he just got up and started walking around the house, and he heard her making noise and talking, and so I mean, this is not a claim I'm making. I mean, it's a report that somebody is giving, and all kinds of very, very severe illnesses. You might take into consideration the if you're looking at how good oxygen is for you. There's a Nobel Prize winner. In fact, I'm not sure Otto Warburg won three or two Nobel Prizes. I know he was nominated for three, won at least two back in the 20s and 30s. And he proved 80 years ago that cancer cannot live in an alkaline oxygen environment. Mm-hmm. It's an acidic, anaerobic environment that cancer lives in. And so you have people walking around with normal blood oxygen, 97, 98, they look fine and all that, and they've got cancer. So how do you explain that? And it's because we're not getting enough oxygen in our cells. And what we're clearly showing here with these kinds of increases in oxygen, the ability to prevent those types of things from coming on. Now, how it helps cancer now is a question of a period of probably several years from now. We'll see people and the problems that they have now, if this type of oxygen acceleration in their bodies really helps that or not. One thing I can validate for you that I've heard from many doctors, once we got these test results back, you know, last September, I signed up for the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. If you want to look up a real good group of people, go to worldhealth.net. And they're a group of about 12,000 medical doctors and scientists that have 37 different conferences all over the world. And, I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of people that know about all this and go to these conferences. But the biggest one's in Las Vegas every year. And so I signed up for that, and we went down there, and we presented our results, and we were picked as one of the best six new products by a board of doctors. And in my conversations with the doctors who are involved with COPD, you know, which is, you know, oxygen issues with people, and just normal, heart surgeons, you know, people do a lot of pulmonary work. They flat told us that it was the most astonishing discovery in medical science that they've ever seen, because they don't have a way of raising blood oxygen. Now, there are several methods. Two of them are basically illegal. You know, using hydrogen peroxide and ozone is really frowned upon and, I think, illegal in the American medical community. And the one that is legal...
Because it's too effective.
Pardon me?
Yeah, because it's too effective.
Well, sure. I mean, I'm not saying it's not good for you, but it's not something you can go out and just ask your doctor to do for you. And it's reasonably invasive, even though it's effective. And then the other one, of course, is a hyperbaric chamber, which is, you know, getting inside of an old dive chamber and going down to 2.4 atmospheres and literally blowing oxygen right into your bone marrow. And that can be toxic if you do it for too long. At any rate, it's inconvenient. And at any rate, this one lady who had been a surgeon for over 30 years was telling me, she says, you know how many people we could have saved on the operating table if we had this? And she says, I don't think you really understand what you have here, Mr. Schneider. And I said, well, I'm beginning to. She says, I didn't believe you at first. But after reading all of this, all the technical data here, and you got about $10,000 worth of blood gas pulls, I mean, this is real science here. You guys really did this. And I said, yeah. And she said, well, you know, you better get your I don't need to get this FDA approved, but if you're going to do anything intravenous with, you know, saline solutions, Ringer's lactate, and all different solutions they'll inject into you to get your fluids up. She says, if we had people before surgery on just drinking normal amount of water, she says, I would have saved dozens of people on the table over the years that died on me because I didn't have enough time to save them. They said they were so low on oxygen, there was problems. And so it has some real, real merits when it comes down to people who are low on blood oxygen. And so,
well, it would seem to also have benefits. I remember that at one point you had an agricultural wand.
We still do. The light amber one is for agriculture, yeah. And uh-huh. And it does the same thing in agriculture. You need aerobic, you need live, your bacteria, your actinomycetes, your fungi, all of these little bugs that are in the soil are all aerobic. They're not anaerobic. When they go anaerobic, then you've got dead soil and phytophthora problems and rot. So when you water with this, the uptake of water is dramatically increased, and everybody gets healthy in the soils. I mean, it does not increase yield, doesn't necessarily increase the flavor or anything like that, but it increases the health of the plant and the soils. And the other thing that it's very interesting, I just haven't had the time to get into it yet, and I know that several people have done the testing, and I don't know what the statistics are. They've just told me that this dramatically raises dissolved oxygen in water. And I've noticed it in fish ponds. I mean, people buy the agricultural wand, and they put it in their fish pond outside. It's all murky and cloudy, and in a very, very short period of time, it turns the water turns crystal clear, and everybody's healthier, and the plants are healthy, and the fish are healthy, and it's amazing what it does to ponds. I mean, if you got an old nasty pond outside, just buy the agricultural one and toss it in there, and probably less than a week it'll be crystal clear. So yeah, from an agricultural point of view, it's really a boon, and you can cut back on your water foliar feeding, considering the water absorbs so much better. You know, it's really a surfactant, let's just get into washing dishes and laundry. What soaps really do is act as a surfactant to break the water's surface tension and make it more soluble. And you don't need anything now. I cut back about
breaks the surface tension of the water. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think it does that, but it's also it just creates that's what soaps do. I mean, they mm-hmm. they make water more soluble and makes water wetter. Basically, it makes water wetter. A surfactant. When I was in agriculture years ago, we used a cocoamine as a surfactant to allow our foliar feeds to work more efficiently. And now all you have to do is stir the water, and it just sucks it right into the leaves. And so in doing so, it's no different than your food and nutrition, as you can probably cut back on some of the things that you're doing and use less because it's much more effective. Yeah.
Well, I've been using wands and things like the wands on my Ormus water that I've added Ormus to, and it seems to potentiate it a bit. Have you noticed that, or other people noticed that?
Barry, could you turn yourself up a little bit?
Sure.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, Barry, I've noticed that it accentuates anything that you put it in. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's juices or Ormus or anything else. Anything that you're putting it in and stirring it is going to absorb better. One of the comments Finestra made to us early on was it's probably the greatest delivery system that they've ever seen. You know, if you want to deliver something into the body that's soluble in water, this is the way to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's extraordinary in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
So
how did she determine that, Dave? Delivery system comment.
That it's a great delivery system?
Yeah.
Well, anything that would be in solution, you know, there's something that diluted, you'll want to deliver into your body quickly. And that's what this does. I mean, look at the absorption you have. If you're increasing your absorption by 500%, anything that's actually in solution of the water is going to, same thing is going to happen.
Good point. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm curious because I've got some wands here.
Yeah.
And they're all the same, but they're different because they're different colors. And we talked a little bit about the specialty of the different wands that you sent me. Would you address that a bit?
Sure, I'd be glad to. You know, we had three wands to start with. We had they had the agriculture, and we had the drinking actually in the beginning, and then we got into the drinking, the calming, the Zen master, and the agricultural wand, and that was fine as a person in sales. You know, three different types. That's great. And then along comes Joe Lello, you know. He caused me all kinds of problems. He calls me up one day. He says, "Hey, Dave, guess what?" I said, "What's going on, Joe?" And he says, "I poured me a bottle of two-buck chuck through your tube." And I said, "You did what?" And he says, "You know, just some cheap Merlot wine. I poured me a bottle through it." He says, "I got me a $40 bottle of Bordeaux." And I went, "Oh, God, here we go." You know, I hadn't really thought about doing that. You know, I'd just been using it for water, and here we go with somebody doing something else with it. And so I did it, and sure enough, it you take a bottle of wine that's not too mature, and it take red wine or a high acid white, or it doesn't matter, and it just smooths it out and makes it beautiful. It ages it, you know, if you want to call it aging it, it ages it right on the spot. And so, you know, it was great, Joe, but thanks a lot. You know, but now I got 8 wands to sell. Everybody wanted their own kind of wand at that point, you know. And so Xavier saw that, and he started working on blending minerals to enhance the flavor of food, and so he came up with the gourmet, which doesn't take the flavor out; it actually enhances the flavor. If you were to use the purple Zen Master or the drinking wands on anything that's flavorful, you'll knock the flavor out; just kills flavor. But the gourmet one does not. It enhances the flavor.
What color is that?
Pardon me?
What color is that one?
Well, it's clear. The clear one. The clear plastic one is the gourmet food one.
Okay, that's clear.
And you know, I guess, you know, I mean, that's not totally true. If you have hard liquor, the Zen Master is probably the best one on hard liquor. If you have some inexpensive liquors, you know, like a cheap Jim Beam or something like that, and you stir it for 30 seconds to a minute with the Zen Master, it'll just soften it up and give it tremendous flavor.
So then it becomes a bit of a soft liquor.
Soft liquor, right. So that's a hard liquor, right. And I don't use it on beer at all. It just takes the fizz out and kills beer. And it'll kill a great bottle of wine. I mean, if you want to destroy a good bottle, just stir it and you'll ruin it because it'll take it too far. So anyway, we now have a gourmet wand that will enhance foods. You know, if you your peanut butter, your yogurt, your soups, everything's got water in it. So if you want to have more nutrition out of your food, and I don't know this part for true. Probably somebody's going to think about this in a minute. And that is that if you stir drinks that are diuretic, that are, you know, like take, for instance, coffee is a diuretic. It'll dehydrate you. And so will teas and many other liquids and foods will. And if you stir them, will that open them up and make them more hydrating as opposed to diuretics? And my answer to that is I think so. But to prove that's another $60,000, and I'm not going to do that anytime soon.
However, we could have coffee straight after this call and find out for ourselves.
Yeah, you can make your own. You can judge yourself on that, and you don't need to buy the gourmet wand to do that. You can do it with any one of the wands. It just is that you're still going to get the same benefit out of your coffee if you stir it with the drinking wand. You're just going to knock the flavor out of it, and then you can tell yourself. I mean, I believe that it makes coffee a little bit more hydrating than it would be as a diuretic. And so, but that's a subjective experience, and then you have to make up your own mind on that one. And then, you know, the metaphysical community, my mother-in-law has a very successful healing center in Palo Alto, California. Before we had we made the money on to make the mold, Xavier made, I don't know what it was, maybe 150 of these out of stainless steel. And because it does make a difference what you make it out of, because you know the material, whether it's copper, stainless, or plastic, really doesn't exist anyway. So it doesn't matter whether it's stainless. And so I gave them to all the practitioners that work with my mother-in-law, and I said, well, listen, give me some hydration results. I want to see how this hydration, oxygenation, and all this. And they came back with everything else but that. This one opens up your frontal lobe, and this one does that, and this one does the other thing, and it opens your chakras and your meridians and your acupressure points. And you know, these are all subjective things that people have come up with that I wasn't even aware of. And so, I mean, I don't talk about them because it's not something I have clinical proof on my website. But, I mean, subjectively, people who are in the metaphysical arena were getting all these incredible results from their healing experiences. And they're the ones, like Joe Lello came up with the one for the gourmet. They came up with an improved Zen master, and then they wanted something for the heart chakra, and they wanted something for mental acuity. I mean, you know, Alzheimer's and things like this, people have a lot of problems with it, and they were saying, can you do something that will, obviously your wand is really helping people mentally, and is there a way that you can create the minerals to focus and just really enhance mental acuity and neurotransmitters and things like this. And I, well,
what color is that?
That's the Illuminator. That's the yellow one.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And I mean, I warn you, don't drink that before you go to bed, because you're just going to be awake reading a book for an hour or two. And, you know, the reason why we made the 24/7 and we made that the basic wand is because you can drink it all day, and it'll give you energy, it'll light you up and make you feel awake at nighttime, and the other ones tend to give you enough energy to where you're not going to wake up in the middle of the night or something like that. If you fall asleep, it's going to be normal, but you know, if you drank the Olympian for athletes, or the Warm Heart or the Illuminator or something like that all day long, and then you drank it, you know, before you went to bed, you'd have too much energy to sleep, probably, unless you were really, really tired. So
the Olympian for athletes?
Yeah, the Olympian, the turquoise one. Yeah.
Okay.
That has a lot of juice in it, and that's one of the things I really haven't mentioned yet. It's difficult for some people. I mean, keep in mind here that not everybody agrees with all of the statistics that are coming out of what Finesta Research has shown us. I mean, certainly, very, very few people do. But there are people who are very skeptical, but are want to learn more or know more and as to how this works. And I'm learning as much as I can to explain it as best I can. But when Finesta tests the electrical conductivity of the water, it appears, or is, and doesn't appear to, because it statistically shows it, when we take the purified water, it's somewhere around, you know, 80 milliwatts of power in it, very, very low. And the last test we did on this 90-day chest trial, it was, I think, 11,408 milliwatts. So it jumps virtually instantly, and all this happens in less than 20 seconds. 20 seconds is the stir, and we made it 20 because we know at 20 seconds everything's complete. more than that doesn't test better, and less than that, you know, I don't know what point in there. Maybe 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 seconds and something in there, it's all finished. But very quickly, we jumped that water from 80 milliwatts to 11,408. And
wow.
If you when you get one of these wands, just simply stir a glass of water for 20 seconds, take it out, and then take the palm of your hand. And this is for people who can feel energy. Some people don't feel energy that well, but there's always somebody around who can. Okay. And when you stir it, you know, you fill the glass of water up, 20-ounce glass of water. Usually a wide mouth is easier to work with, and put your palm over it, and you'll feel your palm tingling from the energy coming off of it. Now that's either the natural energy of the earth from the rocks, or it's electrical, you know, and it measures to be about 11,408 milliwatts right now. And so, you know, I mean that's easily shown. I mean, another test, I mean, for those who are sensitive, just simply hold a glass of water in your hand, like it, you know, a glass big enough to wrap around your hand. You know, you get your fist is wrapped around it, and your whole hand is sitting there touching the glass, and then just start stirring it, and you can feel the energy just crawl right up your arm. You know,
wow.
So what we're delivering is an enormous amount of power into that water, and it's stable. So, and when that happens, I mean, Finestra will explain to you, and she's available, you know, I mean, it's not like she wants to take 500 phone calls from this call, you know, but I mean, she is very accessible. You can email her and call her and talk to her, and if you need questions answered, you know, she can explain it in more depth to you. But when you raise the milliwatts, it's an indication that you're really loading the water with negative ions. That's the indication of loading water with negative ions, and when it's stable, that energy is going right in through your aquaporin channels. I mean, you have an empowered water molecule in your body, and that's what you really start to feel. That's the energy that you're getting, and it goes to work right away as a free radical scavenger. That's what's going on. That's the chemistry that happens. And,
negative ions are good.
That's what you want, negative ions. Yeah.
Dave, I've just done the raffle, and I have the results. But what I'd like to do is somebody's getting feedback here. I'm going to mute the two people that aren't muted. There, that took care of it. Was a recent one on the free room. And what I would like to do is anybody who wants to ask a question can think about doing that. And to unmute, what do you do, Dennis?
Just hit *7 to unmute and *6 to mute.
Great. So anybody from the free room that would like to ask a question, you be hitting *7 while I'm announcing the winners of the raffle. And the winners are
Drumroll,
Alan Bianco, Andrew Polly, and Philip Conway.
Any of those guys on the call, people?
I'm right here, Barry. Alan Bianco, thank you so much.
Fantastic. You're in luck, buddy.
Yes, I am.
Well, Barry, you got to give me the address. We'll shoot those out to everybody.
I'll send you their emails.
Great.
Thank you, David.
Sure, you're welcome. Anytime.
Dave, could you give your website address again, please?
Sure. Quantum, Quantum, Age, A-G-E, Water, WATER.com.
Thank you.
And there's a little construction work going on there. I'll have my formal statement up there, more pictures towards the end of the week. But all the clinical research is there for anyone to download.
Any questions from the free room?
Come on, guys, in the free room, pipe up and ask your questions. Your time is running out.
How much do they cost?
The retail cost on them is $60, $59.95.
And for that amount, how many wands does one get?
You get one wand. And you know, we put as defects. We have no reason to believe that they will ever wear out. I mean, the original material we made 3 years ago is as good as today as it was then. But when I said they'd last a lifetime, nobody believed me, and the sales were slow. When I said 10 years, same thing. When I said 5 years, everybody said, "Hey, that's a great deal. They sold like hotcakes."
Uh-huh.
You know, and we've sold, you know, about 15,000, a little more than that now, And we personally ourselves have only had one return. Now there may have been, some of my distributors may have gotten a few back for a variety of reasons. I know that a year and a half ago we had a little bit of problems with some superficial cracks and a few leaks, but that's been over for a year and a half now, and we know exactly how to make them, and we haven't seen anything come back in about 18 months.
So which would you recommend for enhancing nutritional products like herbal formulas?
That would be really a personal choice as to what you felt they would do. If you're making a product, an herbal product or something like that, you know what you want it to do for somebody, and so I would buy the set of eight and then start playing with them. But in general, if you don't want any if you want the most neutral effect you can attain, I would get the basic 24/7. If you want something that energizes a lot more, then I'd go for the Olympian. If you want something in the calming range, you'd go for the Zen Master. But all of those things are a variety of, there are some people you think the Zen Master, which is very calming, and people throw that in their hot tub and soak in baths. There are some people whose energy levels, they love to drink that all day long. Somebody who's super high on energy, a really hyper person, just loves the Zen Master all day long, okay? And you'd think they'd fall asleep, and they don't. So it there's a wide range in there. And I would unfortunately, you would have to try all eight to answer.
No, I understand that now. I don't have your website up now. I have to go read the website to understand. But so these people who want the Zen Master all day long to calm them down, would they carry it around or just drink the water all day?
Both. There's a lady in Melbourne, Australia, who is an ambulance driver. I don't know, maybe she's on the line listening. But she is a customer of David D'Arteza's, and she knows his wife down there. And she's a technician. She's not a doctor, but she's the person who will work on you if you're having heart seizures or you're in a serious accident. And she's just always, what do? When people are always freaking out on her. And so she grabbed that once, and she said, wow, this has just calmed me down right away. So she cut the handle off, and she stuck it in her bra between her breasts, and that's where she keeps it. And it calms her down. She said it calms the people down that she's working on. And so there's one use for it right there.
Wow.
But it's touching your body. It's affecting you with the energy.
Mm-hmm.
So
I want to mention, Dave, that these aren't indestructible. You can actually hit one with a large hammer and break it.
Oh, yeah, you could shatter it, yeah.
But
I mean,
in normal use, they are very, very, very durable.
Yeah. Let me explain the plastic to you. I'll explain all of it to you. I don't think I've really done that. What's inside these is just common rock. I jokingly say, I can grind up the pavement outside your house, your sidewalk, and do it, and we could. It would do something to the water. It wouldn't be as refined as what we're doing to it. But they're just common rocks. There's many that have taken these apart and put them in a gas chromatographic furnace and burned them off, just like platinum group elements, to find out what's in there, and they get real disappointed because there's nothing of any value in there. And Xavier never heard of David Hudson or Oremus before he met me, and he said that's really interesting. If there are any platinum group elements in the rock that we use, it's just whatever is naturally occurring to begin with, and then. The polycarbonate, I went with, I didn't want anybody complaining about outgassing of plastics, and so we selected a polycarbonate that's used in surgical instruments. It's called USB6 class polycarbonate, and it can be autoclaved and gamma rayed. Actually, it's made to be sit in a gamma ray to kill bacteria and whatever pollutants are on the instruments, and then goes into an autoclave for daily use. So there is no outgassing on it. I believe the temperature rating on it's about 270 degrees even before it starts losing integrity. I mean, I tested it, believe me. I boiled it in water, threw it in the freezer, back and forth, and they're very, very tough. They're certainly, it's the same thing bulletproof glass is made out of in a bank. It's the same polycarbonate, that type of thing, except it's a surgical grade. And so, yeah, you can smash it with a hammer, but we put it in a vise and squeezed it. It doesn't crack. So they're pretty tough. Any other questions from the other group?
Free room?
Free room?
I can't wait to try it.
Well,
I'll tell you one thing. I'd love you to talk about Davis. We talked about this extensively on our long phone call together.
Sure.
It's
you said that how effectively this seems to create an effect like we're getting from Ormus. And I know you've been an Ormus maker for many years, so I know you know what Ormus is and what it feels like.
Right.
And you made a statement to me that it seems to create Ormus just out of nothing. Why don't you tell people how you arrived at that idea?
Okay, well, from all of my work, I mean, going back to when, you know, I first met Barry and I was buying different products, and then when he introduced me to Bob Winter, and I bought one of Bob's traps and hooked it up to my kitchen sink, and all of the results that I was getting from all of that, the feeling that you get, the expression in your mind, you know, the creativeness, the energy. I mean, to me, Ormus is extremely creative and meditative. I mean, you drink a few glasses of this water and you can go and, you know, you meditate or do whatever you want to do. I mean, it's great stuff. And when we started using these materials, the same thing happened. I mean, to me, there was no difference. I mean, it wasn't like, oh, well, yeah, you know, so-and-so's this water trap did this and that water trap did it. They all do a very similar, you have a very similar experience from them. And I was getting that just by taking the wand and stirring water anywhere. It didn't seem to matter. Somebody's got a short there. And so it's just that experience that I had. You know, I mean, I was using Ormus products for a couple of years before I ran into Xavier and started doing this other project. And so, you know, I had the experience of knowing what all these Ormus products were doing to you, and the wands do the same thing. And well, so what's happening here? We got water from, you know, cheap, you know, 99-cent bottle of water out of a gas station. You pour it into a glass, you stir it, and the same reaction happens. It was my conclusion that just needs to get released when you energize it, or you're pulling it right out of the atmosphere. And it could very well be both. But, you know, my inclination is that Ormus is probably you know, one of the ingredients that drives the universe, and that it's ever present everywhere and everything. And, you know, I don't know that. I mean, I think that. I don't know that. But I believe that that's true, and for myself and my own subjective opinion. But that's how I got it.
Yeah, that almost inclines. I just noticed my mind going, huh? Could that mean that the essence of life that is everywhere, that is everything, that is all powerful and so on, has an actual a physical manifestation? And could that be another way we look at Ormus? And what's really interesting about that is last weekend, Dr. Jen and I did an Ormus weekend for the Tesla Place people, their agents, and a very, very high-quality group of people to teach the WIT method to. And we were running a spin experiment, and that is, does consciousness significantly affect the Ormus, the amount of Ormus that we can attract out of the same water? And everyone used exactly the same water, and they stood around the table exactly the same moment, and Jen was going around with the pH meter, so everything was identical. But the Ormus that we got was differentiated according to the person who was doing it. It was quite extraordinary. It was like the different winemakers at the same winery producing hugely different products. And I came to the conclusion, well, I'd already had it beforehand, but I just wasn't validating it. Another thing that Barry used to say, too, is that Ormus is attracted to Ormus. And Ormus seems to be attracted to high consciousness people. And this one woman who was very focused, very sweet creature, too, she had Ormus that was so dense, it was so settled, it was so amazingly compact that the next day she could write her name in the Ormus without it stirring up in the water.
Wow.
And that
wow.
night, her and her friend were both sharing the same room, and they couldn't sleep in the room. They had to take the Ormus out because there was too much light coming off the Ormus for them to sleep.
Wow.
Just think about that.
Yeah.
And it sounds like what we've got here, buddy, is your mate Xavier. It sounds like he's tapped into the ability to charge anything. and make it have an effect on stuff around it.
Yep.
It sounds like that's one way you could describe what you're doing with your stir wands. You have tapped into the ability to charge particles in such a way that they have a huge influence on everything around them. Would that capture it for you?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and that's what's happening. Yeah, you know, basically what's happening with the rock, everyone wants to know what we're doing. I mean, I'm certainly not going to try to describe that. It's his proprietary discovery. But essentially, you know, he basically discovered, it's an observation of how the universe works, is what this is about. And he's able to take rock at a lower matrix in the quantum universe and move it into a higher matrix. And that's all that's really happening here. And the rock isn't really changed. It expresses itself more. It's more conscious. And is one way to say it. I mean, you can say it 19 different ways. But essentially what Dennis just said is what's happening, yes. And each, you know, if you're clairvoyant in certain ways, like, you know, some people are clairvoyant, they don't see energy like that. People say that I'm very clairvoyant, and I don't see myself really as clairvoyant, although I can see and feel energy deeply. I mean, this is true. If that's being clairvoyant, I guess I'm clairvoyant. But what I see off the glass of water, or even off the wands, what I would suggest doing for people is when you get these wands, just relax without any distractions and concentrate on the wand of reasonably close to your body. Just kind of hold it out in front of you, and you'll feel the energy field. It'll hit you. You'll definitely feel the energy field. And when you keep staring at it, you'll see the energy just billowing off of it, just as you'll see the energy billowing off the glass. I mean, it's huge. I mean, anyone who you know is very clairvoyant or can feel energy, just take this to them, and they'll see you coming. You can have it in your pocket. They'll see you coming.
Dave?
Yes.
It's Joe. I'm about as sensitive as your average concrete brick.
Right.
However, I took one of the wands. I can't for the life of me remember which one now. I think it was the flavor wand, into a darkened room, and I sat down and I looked at it, and what I saw was basically like what you see when heat, the sun hits a blacktop, and you get that shimmering effect off of the heat waves rising off of the road.
Right.
And I saw that occurring off the end of the wand, and that's basically, other than a few brief glimpses of auras here and there, and the person has to virtually be a saint for me to be able to detect that, I saw this right away coming off the wand, and I held it in the very, very dim light in the room, I held it in front of my cat and looked at my cat through this, and I could see his image shimmering as if it was through heat waves coming off the end of that wand, and that just floored me.
Right.
And as an aside, the Zen wand, I can't even hold that thing for more than 5 minutes or I fall asleep.
Right.
I sit in my chair. I was watching some David Hawkins videos the other night, and I picked that thing up, and I woke up 20 minutes later and had to rewind the disc because I had missed a good portion of it. And that thing just knocks me right out. And I think the clear one is probably the most underrated of all of them. I was ignoring it completely until I read the descriptions on Global Light Network. I was concentrating on the yellow illuminator wand, basically, and the orange one, and started using that one. And then I basically can't drink anything without putting it through that first. And it's just don't overlook that because it just seems like it's made for food. That thing has a lot of power. So that's just what I wanted to add there. Back to you.
Hello.
Yes.
Am I here? Are you there, Joe?
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. Did you not hear what I said?
I heard, but then all of a sudden somebody started talking. I heard what you said, yeah, and then all of a sudden somebody started talking. You know, it was you know, just a voice of not the moderator, but just somebody, it was a canned voice, you know.
Huh.
Are you there, Barry?
I don't know.
I'm here. I didn't hear it.
Okay, I was cut off there for about 30 seconds. I don't know why.
That happens sometimes.
Okay, well, we're all back again. But anyway, Joe, you're exactly right. I mean, that's exactly what people describe, you know, as like heat coming off the freeway on a desert.
Yep, that's precisely what I saw.
Yeah, and it's obvious. I mean, it is blatant. I mean, I've had people call me and tell me the Zen Master has a 90-foot field on it, and maybe it does. I mean, you know, you have to be pretty sensitive to see it. It took me a long, long time. I just went out into the forest here where I live, and I put it on a fence post because I didn't believe the guy, you know. And so I did. And it took me a while to concentrate on it, but it probably has about a 90-foot field on it. Yeah.
Did you hear what I said about the Zen wand, or was I cut off?
I did hear about the Zen wand. Yeah.
Okay. Then let me go ahead and mute myself.
Dave, you could test the fields with copper dowsing rods or any kind of dowsing rods. I do a lot of dowsing, and that would be a way to do it. Would be to take it away from people, like at the beach or something. And so when I'm going to order some, and when I get them, I will measure them and see how strong they are.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's a really fun thing to play with when you can see those kinds of energies. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and
it sounds like the Zen wand put Joe into a deep delta zone or something.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it affects everybody differently, and I think, you know, if you want to go there, you can. You know, I mean, you can fight it if you don't want to. You know, but they affect everyone a little bit differently. And with Joe, it knocks him out and he goes to sleep. People who use the Zen wand, they like to take a bath in it and they relax and they fall asleep, or they put it underneath their pillow, or they just hold on to it. It's one of the most popular. Sell a lot of Zen masters, and they all sell well. You know, I mean, the 24/7 of course sells the best, and then probably the Zen Master and the Illuminator, and you know, but it's really a fun project. It really is. Any other questions from the free room?
The free room has been disconnected.
Hello.
Okay, well then I guess we're in the other room now. Go ahead.
I have a question regarding the process that you use. If you can talk about this without getting into any trade secrets or giving anything away here,
I'll do my best.
I'm really curious how you came upon the process of bringing these minerals into coherence, what function the minerals have in effect modulating whatever this force is that you use. And I guess a general question, too, it seems to me it has some similarities to Slim Sperling's work and some other work that I've read about.
Right.
Anyway, whatever you think you might be able to offer, I'm just very curious.
Sure. Well, I think that, you know, you mentioned Slim. Are you okay there?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've used Slim. I've known Slim for many years, and unfortunately, you know, he's in a coma right now. He collapsed at a workshop a few months ago, and I don't hear a lot about him right now, but I think hopefully he'll recover. But, yeah, I the cosmic energy stones, the pearl beads, Slim Sperling's rings, I'll do something very similar as what's happening with the rock here, but certainly not as dramatic. It isn't like as complete a process. But I think if you were to take some water, certainly it doesn't happen as fast, that's for sure. If you were to take any one of those three subjects I just talked about there, the stones, the pearl beads, or Slim's rings, you'd get similar results if you started doing in vitro tests at Finestra Research. And I think the best layman's terms I can use for this that makes sense to me is that if you go to places like, you know, the famous springs in the world, like Lourdes of France, Imajuguku in Japan, and places in Europe and Asia, people are getting similar results. I mean, people go to Lourdes, they drink the water, they feel tremendous, their minds light up, they throw their crutches away, and then they go downhill, and then they come back again the next year. But what's going on there at Lourdes? The energy of the earth, water, and rock. Those three things I really think that that's the key here, is that what we're probably doing is reproducing in some way the energy of the earth. Or the universe. Somewhere in there, we're pulling some natural energy and applying it to the rock. And I think that when you see these special places on the planet, that's what you're seeing effective right there. And we've kind of in a way. Essentially, what we have is Lourdes of France inside of a little plastic wand that you can use anytime you want. And so I think there's some generalities you can bring into it there. With that type of thinking on it, but
a quick follow-up question then: if it's essentially the energy of the earth acting upon it, of course, you know, it can act positively as it would in Lourdes. It can also act negatively, like in areas of geopathic stress. So
Right. So
how did you, or was there something you can share with us around what the elements are that tend to make something more Lords of France-like and less like some energetic black hole?
Oh, okay. Well, I think that's the blend of minerals. And, and that's what took Xavier years to figure out. You asked how he did it. If he was on the line, he'd tell you that he stumbled across it. Says, I mean, I don't call him an amateur geologist. I think he's a real pro geologist myself. But he's pretty easygoing guy. He wouldn't make any outrageous claims in that regard. I think he'd just say I stumbled across it. And he stumbled across the observation as a geologist. And then knew that something very special was happening, and then he started working with it. And as he worked with it and saw what the relationships were about, he got better and better at doing it. And then he started blending the minerals, and the minerals became very, very effective after a while. And he'd do one blend, it would do this, and you'd feel something different. And then he blended another way, you'd feel better. And so for a long time there, we worked with different kinds of blends. He probably went through 100 different types of material blends before we got the ones that really started to sing properly, and when that happened, that's when we really started releasing it to the public.
But there's something that brings.
Xavier would have a very high level of intuitive artistry when it comes to working with materials by now.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You were asking a question there.
Yes, so Xavier have a very high level of intuitive artistry when it comes to working with materials right now.
Yeah, it keeps breaking up there, I'm sorry. It has a high level of attitude?
Intuitive artistry.
Oh, intuitive artistry, yes, yeah. But the gentleman who was asking a question, you had an add-on question there?
Well, yeah, I was just trying to clarify. It's not the minerals themselves, though, that provide the effect. It is some operation upon the minerals that, in effect, brings them into coherence or activates them.
That's what I really can't talk about. I mean, we have a technique. We can work in the quantum universe. I mean, that's really what's happening here. Is he has the ability to work in the quantum universe, and that's an observation that he made of the quantum universe, and he can take rocks that are in a lower matrix and move them to a higher matrix in the quantum universe.
Dave, I think what he's after is the fact not just anybody could go out and find a vein of these minerals and stick them in a plastic container and have a wand.
No.
I think that's what he's after, and this was what the impression I was under at first, too. This is more of an operation on the material than the material itself. The materials that you use may facilitate the process, but there's more importance to what you do with it than there is to what you use to do it with.
That's true.
Okay?
Well, you would need this blend of minerals to produce the results that we're producing, but no, the minerals, if you had them, we could mix up the minerals and give them to you, and they wouldn't do anything. That's correct.
Right. That's my point.
That brings up another question. Does anyone besides Xavier know how to do this?
Not that I'm aware of.
Are you concerned about that?
No. I mean, people have been trying. I mean, I've had at least a half a dozen people tell me that they sawed the old tubes apart and the wands apart and that they're so dumbfounded that they're embarrassed and they're, what are you guys doing? I mean, all I get is rock. I took this thing, I spent $1,200 on the tube. He took it apart, cost him $1,200 to find a pile of rock.
I think what Barry's getting at is what would happen if Xavier should suddenly become unavailable to the world.
He's taken precautions on that. That's all I can say. They'll be available to everyone.
Do you have the instructions?
Well, I don't really talk about any of that. You can rest assured that the project will continue. That's all I really want to say about this.
Dave, can I ask a quick question, Dave?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, this is Terrence. I've been using the wands for watch. I was hiding a little bit here, but I've been using the wands for quite a while, and they're just fascinating. I've had a lot of really good experiences. I'm like you. I do a lot of working out and weight training. I'm also into mysticism and different things like that. So, I resonate with this kind of thing. But, one of the things that I heard you say about a higher matrix. I'm just curious about that. When you say higher matrix, are we really talking about like frequency or perhaps like a higher dimension that it's actually elevating to? I mean, I
probably
just,
both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, I just, you know, I do a lot of reading and things like that. I just, the higher matrix thing I haven't really run across. But, you know, when we talk about, let's say, frequency or, you know, let's say higher dimensions, I mean, that kind of makes more sense to me. But I just wanted to get your take. So, really, it's both.
Right. Well, you know, I think that, you know, I wouldn't go so far as to say that anyone, you know, Xavier is a human being like anybody else, and he gets up and puts his pants on and walks around. He's not from outer space or anything like that, you know. He's just a regular guy, but he's also very, very special. He's very sensitive, and he sees things differently. It's like any of these people who are working in high-end scientific values, they have a different type of an education, a different type of a mind. The work he's done all of his life, the sum total of his works have allowed him to open and expand his consciousness to receive this type of information and observe it. And then actually in that observation, this wasn't something that just happened overnight. I mean, he had this observation, and then he started playing with it, and I'm sure, you know, he was spending a couple of years, validating it for himself and playing with it. He's very, 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 very careful about what he does, and he certainly would not put any kind of a product out there that would hurt anyone. In fact, he was very, very interested in making sure that didn't happen, again, I don't know if I explained to you where I live. I live in the extreme wilderness. We bought this place years ago to raise wolves for reintroductory to wildlife. And so when I got the original tube, I put it in the water outside for all the wild animals around here. Everybody drinks this water and has been for almost 3 years now. And it's like a magnet. I mean, the change in consciousness amongst all of these animals, I mean, they all want to drink the water. You put just my great well water or the Ormus water next to it, they won't touch it. They go straight to the wand water or the tube water, either one. And when you see ants, birds, everybody, I mean, they're not going to let you get away with it. You know, I've got a local bear that's a wild female, and she's got two cubs. And she's a pain in the butt. You know, I mean, she wants her water, and that's it. She'll pound on the door if you don't give her water. I mean, if her water thing is empty, she'll wander around the yard until you fill it up. And it's
wow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and they're serious about it. I mean, the birds and everybody. You know, and it's not like everybody's friendly. I mean, the hawks still eat the squirrels and things. Everything goes on like normal. But it appears as though everybody's more relaxed. It's that's something like even in the fish tanks. I mean, my personal view of what's going on. We all know that the oxygen levels on this planet have declined dramatically. They pulled core samples out of the ice caps that show that core samples said what 34, 36, 38% oxygen, and we're down to 22, 24 now, 18 in big cities. I mean, we're all walking around gasping for air. And I believe one of the main dramatic increases here is the increase in oxygen. I mean, if you look at the weight of our bodies, we're really mostly oxygen. Now, it's hard to explain, but I think we're about 65% of our weight of our body is oxygen. And so the animals are all more oxygenated. Everybody feels better, looks better. The one example I can probably make the best description on is I have... she died recently at 21 years old, but I had a cat that when she was 18, I thought she was dying. Her name was Camera, and she was wild. She was mean. She run roughshod on everybody around here, and you couldn't get near her. When she started drinking the water, her scraggly old fur got soft and fluffy again, just like a kitten, and she became, she walked better, she jumped normally, and she became very friendly and ended up sleeping in bed with me and being a friendly house cat.
Wow.
And I just was extraordinary to me. And so she just basically relaxed into, you know, retirement in the house. It was better than living outside, I guess, you know. But it appears as most of the animals are acting the same way. Now, the bear isn't friendly to me, but she certainly isn't afraid of me. And neither are the deer or the antelope or the two lions that are close by. They just seem to stroll in, get their water, and stroll back to whatever they're doing. The hawks jump in the water and swim in it. You ever seen a big eagle jump in a big water tank, 60-80-gallon water trough for cattle? They just jump in. And they sit there and they flap around and they act like little kids. It's a huge, huge resource that we've been extremely low on for quite some time. Anyway,
how do you prepare the water for animals?
Oh, I just leave the wand in the water. There's just a wand in the stock tank. I have 60.
And which wand do you use?
Oh, I've used a variety of them. It doesn't matter which one. I've used the agricultural wand, and they like that as well as the drinking wand. I've used the Guardian, the orange one for grounding. It doesn't seem to matter. They like them all.
Okay.
I couldn't say that the wild animals like any one or the other. I know originally when they first were attracted to it, it was the agricultural wand. It was a tube. I just filled up all their water with the tube.
And how long do you leave it in there?
I just leave it in permanently. I just leave it in the water. It stays charged constantly.
These wands are small enough that you can drop them into a water bottle and just leave them in there.
Yeah.
What, you mean you leave it in the tank permanently?
Yeah, for the animals, yes. Yeah, I not in anything that's shallow, because they'll steal them. The raccoons steal them. Ravens are they're just horrible. They cost me 20-30 wands until I figured out what was going on.
Right, yeah,
they take everything. They take my car keys one day. Yeah, and so so they're deep tanks. I just put all big deep tanks out, 18-inch water tanks, and so they can't get in the bottom of those.
Well, for feeding household pets, you don't want to leave it in a shallow water dish, so you just prepare the water ahead and then pour it in the cat's bowl?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for my animals, they all have one laying in the dish. If you just change their water daily or twice a day, they got charged water. It doesn't dissipate very fast. So I just have a gallon of water I run around and fill all the animals' water with for the house cats. Yeah.
And you leave a wand in that gallon of water?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like
you mentioned to me a couple of days ago, Dave, which I thought was quite amusing, is that your house is such feels like a refuge to some of them. You have to have a fence to keep them out.
Well, I can't do that because I'm in the wilderness. I do have a lot of wolf fencing left that's 8.5 feet tall, and that's how they don't really get in the yard. But, the bear, I mean, I have lots of wild bushes with berries on it, so I had to leave the gate open for the bear to wipe out the berries because she was going to knock the fence over to get to them. So, but, I mean, most of them I keep out, away from the house because, it's just more comfortable that way. You have a 1,200-pound elk walking through your yard, I mean, it's not, I'd prefer that he stays outside the fence. But there's one side of the house where they can all get to because I tore the fencing down on that side of the house. I have 160 acres here, and there, I maybe had 12 or 15 acres in four different pens fenced around the property. So when you came into my place, you had to open up a double wall fence so you can get in and close the gate so the wolves wouldn't get out. And we lived with the wolves right here, and so that's the way it used to be, and still is, except for one side of the house. Yeah, no, they're here. I mean, there's no way you can get away from them. The wild animals just walk right up, everybody. But the difference here is that they feel very comfortable doing it. I walk outside, the hawks don't fly away. They just sit in the tree, or they'll sit on the porch or whatever they're doing. The only thing they'll get upset with you about is in the way of them striking a mouse or a squirrel or something. They'll whiz right by you. I mean, there's always five or six hawks around here.
When I was at your place, I saw a mouse that looked like it was about the size of a rat.
Yeah, well, that was my fault that I did that. I had some mice in the house, like everybody does out in the wilderness, and they all started drinking the water, and the cat's water, and they got smart, and I couldn't catch them. They wouldn't go and do a trap or anything. They just set the trap off and eat the cheese, so I couldn't get rid of them. So I said, well, okay, fine, I'll see what happens. and they got super healthy, and they got big, and they got smart, and it was a mess. I didn't know what to do, so I basically waited for a while, and there were several generations of them, and I was finally able to trap most of them and get rid of them. But there's still some around, but it doesn't matter what drinks the water; they get super healthy, and generally a little bit larger. The mice were an example of something getting larger. Yeah, and you did see those big mice. I killed most of them. They took the house over. They did. Yeah. They literally took the place over. You couldn't catch them. You couldn't do anything with them. So I had to wait. I waited about 6, 8, 10 months. I forget what it was. But they forgot about the traps, and then I nailed them all.
Yeah.
I put out about 40 traps and got 36 mice in 2 days.
Couldn't your cat catch them?
They're useless. They're tame. Camera, who used to do all of that, she didn't. After she started drinking the water, she gave up killing mice.
I have a question about detoxification and this wand.
Yes.
If you were going to do a detoxification clay bath, would the wand make the properties of the clay stronger so that the pulling power would be more powerful?
Well, my guess is that it would enhance them, but I don't know that. That they would certainly get energized. All the minerals in there would certainly be a lot more energized, and that would be something you'd have to try and give it a before and after. The likelihood would be yes. I think the more important question would be, would you detox too much? And that's something I had some issues about. Let's go back about 35 years. I was the original importer of green magma, which is a product from Hawaii that Dr. Hagiwara brought to this country. And I was his national and international marketing manager. I did all that back in the 1980s. And when we first imported it in the late 70s, we had some huge detox issues with people using it that were just drinking a lot of it, 2-3 tablespoons at a time, and having these huge detox problems. So we were concerned about that. And so when I knew that this would also be doing that because of the increased hydration, I was very concerned about it. But it doesn't seem to make any difference. The detoxification with water is so natural for your body that it just invites it. And I've had people tell me about detoxing on this water, this and that and the other thing, and these incredible stories about detoxing, and there's no adverse side effects. And so,
are you talking about ingesting the water, or are you talking about
ingesting the water or soaking in it? Any way you want to look at it, because it's so effective. But it has no adverse effects in detoxing. And so my guess is that you probably will increase your ability to detox and improve the clay, but that would be a subjective experience that on our next phone call you can talk about or write about.
Yeah. And another thing I was wondering is, if you were to add to the water that you're drinking, if you were to add a pinch of really fine salt, like Himalayan salt.
Yes.
And magnetize that, what would happen?
And magnetize
to the hydration, to the capacity of the cells to hydrate, because salt is definitely, it allows the cells to absorb the water much more efficiently. So if you were to do that in combination and magnetizing that water, what would be the results?
Well, I don't think magnetizing it would do anything to it. I have all the equipment. I got 30 grand worth of stuff laying around this place from all the years of figuring all this stuff out, and I think that the water traps using magnets and the different magnetic products out there are good products, and they're effective, and you're not going to get me to say anything bad about anybody's products, but it's ineffective at this point. The wand is far superior to any of that, and the use of magnets now is in my view extinct. It is simply not needed anymore at all. You wouldn't have any effect. Now, you, as far as adding salt to have more hydration, I think that You probably want to do the research on Roderick MacLennan's half of the Nobel Prize, because he was the one that proved that there were separate channels. This even makes it more complex, because we know that there's dozens, if not hundreds, of aquaporin channels. There's just as many ion channels on the cell walls as well. All right? Mm-hmm. And he proved how ions, or salts, enter the cell, with hydration, and they're separate. So your mineral ions are going to go through a separate channel than your liquid ions, where you're getting your water from. So they're separate, and they're very discriminating. Read the research; it's fascinating, because your cell, your ion channels are going to be very selective to what they want. Either they'll want sodium, potassium, magnesium, calcium, and they're very selective as to what they want and what's available in the water. And the use of a liquid mineral, like, you know, Dead Sea salts or like the Soleil from the Himalayan salts, there's a Soleil that they sell. All these are very effective for getting high concentrations of trace minerals in your body. As far as getting a large sum of minerals, like your doctor tells you to take 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day, you're not going to get that from water. You're simply not. You're not going to get hardly any. Certainly the trace elements are very good for you, and I'm not saying that you're not. It's not good to get that. But if you want a gram of calcium in your body, you better take some calcium pills, because you're going to have to drink 500 glasses of water to get a gram of calcium in your body, and you just can't absorb it. You know? Did that help you?
Yeah, thank you.
Sure.
I have a question.
Sure.
How much water, in terms of, you were talking about stock tanks, would one wand treat?
I don't know what that answer is. I know that all the testing we've done is from a glass to a gallon for 20 seconds. Okay. I know that
mm-hmm.
it will certainly treat 5 gallons, and it might take a minute or 30 seconds or something like that. It's another $4,000 to find that out. But I know
yeah.
that it'll work on that much water. And I know that people don't have very many complaints about throwing one Zen Master in a tub with 60 gallons of water, or even a hot tub with several hundred gallons of water in it. Some people are under the subjective opinion that 3 wands in a hot tub is better than 1 wand. And again, that's subjective. But I think for the most part, you're pretty safe in using 1 wand in a hot tub. And any more than that would be your own subjective experience. Going much further than that, I just don't know the effectiveness of, you know, in other words, will it work on 1,000 gallons of water? I don't know that. My inclination is that it must have some effect, because I know some of these ponds that people are putting, you know, one of the gardeners in, or any of the wands really work on those ponds, but the gardener is the one that is designed for agriculture and those types of conditions. I don't know. You know, I mean, I saw it work on a pond that was, you know, I don't know how big it was, you know, maybe 60 feet long and 40 feet wide or something like that. It seemed to affect all the water in the pond, you know. So, you know, it's really a subjective experience. I mean, try it on a giant pond and see if it works. You know, I don't know. My inclination is that there's a point of diminishing return, and I don't know where that is. I wish I had a better answer for you there.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yes, hi. This is Marian from Los Angeles, and I have a question.
Sure.
Can you explain me, please, the wands, and also not only the colors, what they do in few words for each one of them? What did you discover so far?
Well, the colors were a function of what people would like to see. I mean, if they have any effect on the wand, it's subjective of each person. The metaphysical people said, well, if you're going to make the Zen Master, why don't you make it purple? Okay, fine. If you want to do the heart chakra one, let's make it red or rose in color. And so those were all really suggested colors by people who were suggesting things that we would do. But to name them for you, the 24/7 was a blend of minerals that would not energize you so much that you couldn't sleep, because we wouldn't have any complaints from anyone, but people were saying, geez, I like a glass of water before I go to bed, and the drinking one keeps me awake for another hour. So Xavier blended the minerals so that they wouldn't do that. The next one was the Olympian, which was athletic performance, and so it puts out more energy. And probably if we were to do these tests on the Olympian that we did on the 24/7, you would probably see the oxygen uptake happen faster. You know, how much faster, I don't know, but it would be faster. And
what color is that?
That's turquoise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, calming wand that was for meditation and calming, and you know, just to be relaxing in hot tubs and bathing.
What color?
That's purple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the clear one is the gourmet wand for enhancing the flavor of food, and that's just clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the rose-colored one, which is we call the warm heart for opening the heart chakra.
Uh-huh.
And then the orange one is the guardian, which is for grounding. And giving strength. You know, somebody's going to go do a speech or something and they're a little nervous or something. It's very grounding and very positive. And then the yellow one is the illuminator, and that is for mental acuity. You know,
mm-hmm.
it just lights your mind up. It gives you a lot of mental acuity. And that's yellow. And then the other one is the gardener for agriculture. Now, the gardener is an interesting wand. If you were to ask me what's the most powerful wand, I would say the gardener is. It's not about what's more powerful or not, but I mean the options you have with that are extraordinary. When you get your food back from the store, wash all your vegetables and soak them in the gardener, and they'll last longer in your refrigerator. I've even kept a gardener wand in a head of butter lettuce. And this is good butter lettuce. It was, you know, right off of an organic farm, and it was fresh 3 weeks later. And I just kept it in there with the butter lettuce next to it for that long, just to see what would happen. Now it wasn't as fresh as it was, but it wasn't bad. I mean, it still worked fine in a salad or a sandwich. So it'll give some longevity to it, And then when you use it for your plants, we talked about the energy coming off these wands that you can see and feel. Take the gardener and hold it next to, touch the stem of an orchid, and the energy field off that orchid will knock you over on the other side of the room. I don't know
what color is it.
This is the light amber one.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's just what it does for plants is incredible. Just feeding it, you know, because it's all oxygen. You know, I mean, the plants, all of a sudden, everybody's happy. The actinomyces, the fungi, the bacteria in the soil is enlightened and feels great because now they've got the natural energy of oxygen and water and hydration, and the plants just start expressing themselves, and you can literally see the energy coming off the plants just like you would off the wand the way Joe described it.
So if I understand correctly, the gardener right now, which is the light amber,
yes,
if you use it for drinking water, will be actually more hydrating than the drinking one.
I wouldn't say that the gardener is more hydrating. I would just, you know, it's not about being more powerful that way. It just is the options you have from it are vast. I mean, you can use it for your food, to enhance it, for cleaning it and making it last longer. You can use it on your house plants. Water your garden, and then just stick it right into the ground because it'll connect all the water and light everything up at once. It'll light your whole garden up, just one wand. The drinking wand will do the same thing. They'll all do the same thing. It just is that the minerals inside there are specifically designed for plants. Although you can drink it too. I mean, you can drink it. It's not going to hurt you. You might, if you've been drinking the other wand water and you drank the gardener, you might feel something different. I don't know if you'll feel uncomfortable, but you'll feel a different energy if you're sensitive. But I mean, for your whole garden, I mean, all you have to do is just water the garden and then just take that wand and stick the head of it right into the wet ground and everybody will get charged.
And all the people who are playing tennis or some other sports, they should have in their bottle just the Olympian.
Yes, yes. I mean, when this hits the athletic community, it's going to be enormous, enormous. It's going to be like the steroid program, except it's all going to be legal and legitimate because all it is hydration. You know, for an athlete who deals with hydration, I would think that, you know, depending on let's take the professional flip to the locker room, getting intravenous fluids because they're so dehydrated. Now, will they play much harder and still have the same problem with dehydration? Maybe, I don't know. But I think that you'll probably eliminate most of all the cramping due to dehydration in athletic performance, would be my guess. But I haven't seen it on a professional level yet. But from my point of view, I never had problems with cramping. And for me, athletically, I mean, it's like, you know, all I have to do is get hydrated, and on a normal 6-mile walk, I don't even bring water with me anymore. Why bother? I'm hardly thirsty. Towards the end, I'm thirsty, but I'm so hydrated that I don't get thirsty on a walk like that.
So the gourmet is the one who enhances the wine?
Yeah, that's the gourmet wine, yeah. That's the gourmet wine, yeah.
And what can you tell us about 24/7?
Well, the 24/7 is just your basic one. That's the one all the testing, all the clinical research has been done on the 24/7, and it there's, you know, I don't know what else to say. You know, it's energizing and hydrating and oxygenating. All the statistics are based on that one. I tend to think that if you want more oxygen and more hydration than what that gives you, I would go to the Zen Master. I mean, metaphysically, the reports I have coming back about the Zen Master is that it's more hydrating and oxygenating than the rest of them, and I don't know why. That's a subjective opinion of the metaphysical community, and I don't think it's dramatic. I think it's 3 to 5, 6, 7% maybe more, you know, which is a lot in some people's minds, but. And then maybe if you did some tests on the Illuminator, because it has you know, it lights you up so much and so quick that maybe that delivers more oxygen quicker, you know. But it's a small fortune to test all that stuff. And so, you know, I'm not making any claims on all the other wands other than they're fundamentally the same material. You know, if you took all 8 of those wands apart, you'll find 4 of them that are completely different mixes and 4 of them that are almost the same, and probably less than 10% of them are a blend of different minerals to achieve what we want. And so and if you ran in vitro tests on resistivity, conductivity, surface tension, specific gravity, pH, milliwatts, millivolts, and stability, they would virtually look identical except for the amount of energy in milliwatts and a little bit of difference in surface tension and resistivity and conductivity. Other than that, they'd look pretty much identical, I think.
Do you sell these as a group at a discounted price?
I'm sorry?
You sell the whole group as a discounted price?
Which group's that?
The group of wands, all the different ones.
I think that, you know, I don't sell the wands anymore myself at all.
Right.
I just distributors are selling them now. But I believe that, I forget what structure we all agreed on. I think if you buy more than 3, I think it's 3 or more, it's like 10%. And then more than that, it's 15%, and then 20%. I think you can buy them all at $50 a piece as opposed to 60 if you buy them all at once.
Okay.
So it would be like $200 to buy them all at the same time from the distributors.
Right. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Yeah. Earlier you spoke about kind of like an energy signature from the person who was using it, meaning that you got a different vibe if one person used it as opposed to another. You think that some of the person's inner self is involved in it also?
Oh, sure. I think that, you know, everyone has, you know, their own vibration. You know, everyone's putting off their own energy signatures, and certainly the wand would affect everybody's energy signatures a little differently. And
but what I meant was that if the same wand, 2 people use it, would there be a difference in the output?
No. Oh, you know, I mean that. I mean, in the output, you mean can one person make the wand work better than?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that sure. I mean, that's certainly a possibility. Your own personal influence may have something. I've never studied that aspect.
Well, the reason why I asked that is because, you know, I spent years, you know, making Orgone devices.
Okay.
And I've actually had seminars where I brought people together, vendors that make their own, and then I tested them against mine, and I see a difference, a marked difference in what one person makes as opposed to the other. And I'm wondering if that happens, if that is involved also in what is, you know, let's say somebody's using a wand and another person uses one being more energized than the other.
That's very possible. I personally don't have an answer for you on that one.
Yeah. Well, I found that with Orgone.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I would think that there's a strong possibility that would go on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No. Well, I did get one of your wands.
You do have one?
Yes.
Which one?
And I am using it for about a week now. And I see a difference, but not a overbearing difference, you know, but
mm-hmm.
I could see a difference in certain aspects of myself.
Sure.
From it. And I have the Olympian wand.
The Olympian, okay.
Yeah. Now, do you recommend how much water a day you should be drinking?
Well, yeah, the all the testing was done on half your body weight in ounces. That's what doctors recommend. So if you weigh 100 pounds, 50 ounces of water, 200 pounds, 100 ounces of water. You know, basically when it comes down to bad news here, but those who don't drink a lot of water need to reconsider, because we're all human beings, and it's crystal clear now that our diets are killing us. You know, all the
right.
we're just not drinking enough water, and that seems to be what does it. I mean, you know, maybe drinking pure squeezed fruit juices. You know, there was that guy on Oprah Winfrey's show a couple of weeks ago that said you don't need to drink water, but he didn't say you didn't need to drink liquids. He was into, you know, natural fruit juices and things like that, and I think you hydrate those natural fresh-squeezed juices just as well as you do water. You're going to get the good stuff out of it. But in general, you really need to drink about half your body weight in ounces if you really want your body to stay in tune and do good things for you.
That's great. So well, what are you saying?
You have to get the toxins out of your body. I don't care, you know, if it's the if you're a vegan and you've been a vegan for 30 years, it doesn't matter. When you eat food, it gets toxic, and you have to excrete it and urinate it and get it out of your body like anyone else does. And the way you do that is with water.
Yeah, and even vegetables, you know, have toxins in it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, when you break things down, I mean, you're a chemical lab. You break things down. You got good, bad, and indifferent in there, and your body is made to completely flush itself constantly.
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to make some some ormus from grapes. I do have a whole bunch of wild Concord grapes, which I have picked.
Right.
And I'm wondering if you think it would enhance it to use. I'm sure it would enhance it to use the wand when I'm making it.
You know, I don't have experience in that, because I don't make any Ormus myself, but I think that someone like Joe Lello or someone who's used the wand now who makes Ormus products could probably
right.
answer that better than I can. But I would assume that it would probably help things.
Yeah.
But you know, the old before and after would be the best way to try it.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Sure.
I've been using Dave's tube since day one until the wands came along, and then I switched over to the wands, and I definitely see an improvement, and I would use it practically for just about anything you could imagine. I mean, there's no application I could think of that wouldn't be improved by these things.
That's great. So you think it will enhance it then?
Absolutely.
Enhance the maybe the Ormus precept also.
Mm-hmm. I would just, as long as you're using it to treat the water itself before you're adding any, in other words, before you mix up your saline
right.
solution, if you're going to precipitate salt water, use it to treat the water first, not after you add the salt.
Right.
Treat the water first, and then whatever you're going to do with it.
Okay, good information. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, Tim.
Go ahead.
Yes. I have a, let's say, a 5-gallon water cooler. If I take one of those stir wands to the side of it, instead of stirring it in the jug, you think that would have
sure,
an
you
effect?
Sure, you don't need to stir it. You
okay,
know, stirring so is stirring is just, you know, I just thought of the name stir wand. You know, you can just drop it in a glass of water. It'll do the same thing. Now,
okay,
stirring it one way or the other or direction increases energy. You know, like when you stir it, you know, and you feel the energy coming out of the water quicker. But, you know, there's just, I don't know how many hundreds of them out there sitting in 5-gallon water jugs in people's businesses. They just put it in a little reservoir, and that's it. That's all you need to do.
And I tape it to the outside of the water jug as opposed to dropping it inside.
Tape it to the outside. It will have an effect. I've never done any long-term testing on that. I know that you can hold, you know, like the gourmet wand next to a chocolate wrapper for a minute or two, and it'll affect it. And I know
is that the special chocolate test?
Yeah. I mean, you can hold it. I mean, I tried when I was using this with the different types of beverages. You can hold it next to the glass or next to a bottle of beer or next to the bottle of wine. And depending on the length of time you put it there, it will affect things. But, you know, as far as the testing is concerned, would it have the same in vitro test and produce the same results by taping it on the bottle of water? I don't know that.
Okay. Thank
Dave,
you.
You treat the material before you place it into the plastic wands, correct?
That's correct.
So it's able to penetrate the plastic of the wand. I don't see why it wouldn't penetrate the plastic of the bottle.
That's true. I just don't have tests to prove that, and how effective it will be, you know, I don't know. But I my inclination is that if you taped it on there and you waited an hour, it might do the same thing.
I would think so too.
But I don't know that. You just have to try it, and if you use it without doing that, and you know what the effect is, and then you do it, and you have the same, there's no difference, then it's fine. Yeah.
So listen, we're at our 2-hour plus time at the moment, and so what I'd like to do is just take another couple of questions and wind this sucker up.
Yes. Uh huh.
Would you please speak up?
I live in Vancouver.
Loudly.
Now you live in Vancouver, Washington, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
How does the stir wand? I mean, what would you recommend, that I get a whole house filter or use the stir wands? Because I have trouble even drinking the water here. It's well water, but it's heavily chlorinated, and I'm one of those people who's very sensitive to the byproducts of chlorination.
Right.
So what would you recommend?
Well, what you want to do is you want to filter your water first. Anything you do to the water here, again, with all this equipment I've had around here all this time, the last thing you want to do is stir the water. Whatever you want to do to it, if you want to put your water through 14 hoops or filters or different types of technologies, always wand the water last. I've never seen anything compared to this energetically, so you'll
okay.
be knocking the values down if you don't. So, in
well,
your
I mean,
case,
in terms of a whole house filter for like. And I noticed on some of the sites they have a filter for...
Say that again?
Some of these sites are selling a whole house filter that's supposed
right.
to do the same thing as the stir wand. It's quite pricey, but...
Well, I don't know how they can say it does the same thing as the stir wand unless they spend, you know, what I've spent proving it.
Okay.
I mean, I got about $300,000 invested in testing. And this new 90-day test with all the blood microscopy, that's one of the things I haven't said yet, is that, you know, I have a full-on video blood microscopy coming out here. It'll be on up on our website here in a couple of weeks. But, you know, how they could even mention something like that is beyond me. To my knowledge, we're the only company in the world that has clinical testing to prove what we're saying is true.
Okay.
So when somebody
has... I think there'll be a whole house... Be pretty much the tube that you've got, right?
That's what I was talking about, tube.
You're talking about one of our tubes?
Well, I think that's what they're selling, but it's like $1,200. So
well, our tubes are $1,200, and we stopped selling them.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I've custom made those for people. I mean, I just caught four people making water and selling water, and so I stopped selling them.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, they're not for commercial use. They're for people to use in their homes. And then I caught four people just marketing water and selling it, and it's not what they're used for. And so they're not mine that are being sold now. But you know, there are companies. I think Grander has something that's an inline type filter for water, and I think they have good products, but they certainly don't have the statistics that we have. But to answer your question about chlorine, you need to filter all that out so that you don't have that problem, and then wand the water afterwards.
I've been doing that as best as possible, but I hate even getting in my shower because the chlorine is so.
Okay, well, I can't help you on that because we don't remove chlorine and fluoride or anything like
right.
that. The only thing I can suggest is there's a company called Waterwise that sells a shower head.
Okay.
That you can take their cartridge out and saw the handles off the wands and they fit inside it perfectly.
Really?
And you can all energize
right.
your water that way for a shower, but it's not going to take the chlorine out.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Question about using your wands in hot liquids like soup or hot drinks? No problem.
Not a problem because, you know, it's that surgical grade stuff that is, if I remember correctly, it's 270 degrees.
Okay, but the adhesive works in that high temperature as well.
What does?
The adhesive that holds the two parts
of
the
absolutely. Plastic. Absolutely. Yeah, I know all that's been tested, and your boiling water is 212 degrees, so you're a long ways away from even coming close to where the standards of that plastic are.
Well, that's good. A question, is Xavier working on any interesting projects now that the stir ones? Or is he developing others?
Well, I think I know him well enough to know that he never stops. He's always doing something. He's always continuously improving things and making changes. And these are standard the way they are right now. He undoubtedly has some other ideas floating through his head. I know there are other products that we've talked about working on, but. This is such a big project that, you know, we have to get this one going first before anything else would come out.
Is there any place we can read any more about the metaphysical applications of some of these?
I would check all of the distributor sites and see and start reading all of their testimonials. I know that David D'Artez's site, Global Light Network, has quite a few on them. I think Judy Grinnell's site has quite a few on them. You just have to go through everyone's sites and look at their testimonials and see what's been talked about. Certainly my mother-in-law and her group would be the ones that I would know of that would have a lot of insight on that, but they really aren't available for comment. They're so busy doing their own thing that they really don't they wouldn't be somebody you could have a conversation with. You know, they're just really busy. But I think if you look hard enough on those sites, you'll find a lot of comments that will help you out metaphysically on that.
The one that I did read was they had a lot to talk about with the flavor wand.
Yeah.
About all the attributes of it.
Yeah.
And they also happened to mention that there are some other wands that have not been developed yet. That will be
well. If there are some, none that I know of that we're working on. Somehow, you know, you know, I think that in his own mind he's got a lot of things going. But as far as what's on the drawing board that we're going to come out with and produce in the near future, nothing that I know of. I think eight of them are plenty. I know that the metaphysically, that the healing centers that use them, of which there are many, many, or dozens of healing centers using these things. And when they're testing their clients, you know, with a variety of ways that they work with their clients, most of them have all eight wands sitting on the table. When somebody asks about them or they try to select the right one for them, they body test them for which one will work best for what they wanted to do at the time. And it's amazing how many of the gourmet wands go out because they hydrate water just the same as everything else does, but energetically, they seem to be quite popular as far as the healing community is concerned.
Okay, thank you very much.
The only way to really try, unfortunately, is to buy them all and play with them, and I'm sure you won't be disappointed. People who have gone out and bought them all are never disappointed. And
well, you could just cheat. And cheating is allowed, and just doubt on which one would be the best for you.
Sounds like a good idea.
Right.
Well, I already have two, so.
So what I'd like to do, Dave, it's been a really fantastic call.
Okay.
I knew these guys would get a lot of information.
Right.
And thank you so much for being our guest on the call.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for having me.
And I think we should wind it up, otherwise we've just already exceeded our longest call.
Okay. And I answer a lot of emails, and I apologize for not getting back to the group more often. I'm buried. But it's David at Quantum Age Water. If you have a question, write it down, email it to me. I'll get back to you as soon as I can on it. I'll facilitate your questions as best I can. And I really appreciate you having me on the show and letting me talk about this.
Very fun. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Okay, there. Take care. Barry, you take care. And Joe, everybody, thanks for coming on.
And listen, guys, just say goodbye before you leave. Don't just leave. Just say
thank
goodbye.
You, David.
Okay.
We'll catch you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care now.
Thank you. Bye, David, and thank you.
You're welcome now. Take care.
Thanks a lot, guys. I'll be taking off.
Okay, Joe.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Take care,
thanks, David.
Take care, boys.
Bye-bye, David.
Too.